AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Dallas sustained the second worst rainstorm and flooding there since 1932 and the second worst on record.
We have more than 100 homes being damaged or impacted in some way. We also have statewide, what the state has provided is, water rescue boats and personnel.
Abbott signed a state disaster declaration for 23 Texas counties. At least one death has been reported. More than 100 classified documents were recovered from former President Donald Trump's estate in January.
According to newly public government correspondence with the Trump legal team, the National Archives recovered 100 documents bearing classified markings totaling more than 700 pages from an initial batch of 15 boxes retrieved from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. The numbers make clear the large volume of secret government documents recovered months ago from the Florida estate, well before the FBI returned there with a search warrant on August 8th and removed an additional 11 sets of classified records. The warrant also reveals an FBI investigation into potential unlawful retention of the records, as well as obstruction of justice. Norman Hall, Washington.
A special prosecutor says two white Atlanta police officers who clashed with a black man, Rashard Brooks, acted reasonably during the 2020 encounter that ended with the shooting death of Brooks. No charges will be filed. Pete Scandalakis says race was not a factor.
This is a case in which the officers were willing to give Mr. Brooks every benefit of the doubt. And, you know, unfortunately, by his actions, this is what happened.
A former Louisville police detective who helped falsify the warrant that led to the deadly police raid at Breonna Taylor's apartment pleaded guilty to a federal charge. The Dow finished down 154 points. This is AP News. Germany's natural gas storage facilities are now at more than 80% of capacity.
Increasing the amount in reserve has been a key focus of the German government ever since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. The main reason is to avoid rationing for energy as demand rises in the winter. In mid-June, Russian state-owned energy company Gazprom started cutting supplies to Germany through Nord Stream 1. It cited technical problems that German authorities have dismissed as cover for a political power play. In recent weeks, Nord Stream 1 has been running at only 20% of capacity. Gazprom recently announced that the pipeline will shut from August the 31st to September the 2nd for what it said is routine maintenance at a compressor station. I'm Karen Chamas.
Billionaire Warren Buffett is auctioning off a high-tech signed portrait of himself to raise money for one of his favorite charities, Girls Incorporated. The bidding has already topped $30,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.